All right. Afternoon kindergarten. Oh my gosh, everybody's got their hand up. I love it. Okay, so let's see. Let's talk about what we learned this week. Oh my gosh, there's so many hands. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 people have their hand up. I love to see that. All right, Javon, tell us something we learned.
How many species of birds?
How many species of birds in the whole world?
No.
So tell me more. How many species of birds what? That we saw when? Was it just this week or like forever? Just this week, right? And so how many species of birds did we see this week? Do you remember? How many?
Three.
Three. Good job. Do you remember what they were? Do you remember one of them?
Mourning dove.
Oh, what's one? Tell me one.
Mourning dove.
Good. Who has another one? Ava.
Black-capped
chickadee, good. And what was the other one?
House sparrow.
Well, wait, we have to wait till I call on you. Hannah has her hand up.
House sparrow,
you're right. We didn't see that many. We only saw three species. Last week, did we see more or less?
More.
More, we did see more. I wonder why. What do you think, Matt?
I was about to say it's starting to get colder.
So do you think it has to do with the weather?
No.
You say no?
Yeah,
I thought you said yes, yes. Well, you think it does have something to do with weather, but what we'll do is we'll keep track. That's why we keep our data, so we can check and see. All right, so what else did we learn this week? Thank you for sharing that with us, Javon. Isabella, what else did we learn this week? Do you want a minute to think about it? Okay, we'll come back. Sophia.
Math.
What about math? What did we do? We had a really exciting math week, I think.
Our own math problems.
You created your own math problems, right? Who else wants to tell me something about that? Maeve, what else? Thank you, Sophia.
We had a substitute teacher.
Yes, now, but that wasn't with math, was it? We'll talk about the substitute teacher in a minute. You had one substitute, that's right, in the afternoon. What about our math problems? Who wants to tell me more about that? Ava. We created our own math problems, and then what did we do once we created them?
We tweeted them.
We tweeted them, but before we tweeted them, did we just like take a picture of our work? What did we do? Madeline.
Put them on Seesaw.
You put them on Seesaw. How though? What did you do? You used what?
We use
iPads. iPads to take what?
Pictures.
Was it just a picture? Video. You made videos, right?
Yeah.
And we put it on Seesaw, and then we made a Padlet out of it, and we did what again, Luke?
We tweeted it
out.
Into the whole entire world.
Into the whole entire world. Did people answer our problems already?
Yeah.
They started to, didn't they? We got like 5 or 6 answers already, which is really cool. Do you remember where some of our answers came from, the ones we saw today?
Minnesota.
They came from Minnesota. A kindergarten class in Minnesota saw our problems, and they liked them, and they answered some of them. All right, good job. You guys did a really nice job. Who else wants to tell me about something they learned this week? Joy.
We learned about, today we were doing Project Feeder Watch, so we were telling the scientists in New York.
In New York? And what were we telling them?
How much birds we had.
You're right. And how many?
Species,
right? How many species? How many birds? How many species? Good. Well, you know what we forgot? Thank you for sharing that again with us. Joy, or Maeve, we forgot you. Let's go back to Maeve because Maeve wanted to tell us about the substitute. What did you want to tell us? We had a substitute teacher because Mrs. Burns was at a conference, right? So was she nice?
Uh-huh.
She was nice, wasn't she? She was really nice. That was good. She did tell me, though, that you guys talked a lot, didn't she? So we're going to work on that a little bit more, aren't we? But you guys had a great rest of the week. Sometimes it's easy to get a little carried away in kindergarten, right? Yeah. Yes, Max.
We finished our we were doing something about Jan Brett books.
You're right. What did we do about Jan Brett books? What were you
writing? We had a book in our head. Mm-hmm. And then we drew about it, what we liked about it.
You did. And do you remember what we call that when you say, like, what you like or what you don't like? What is that called, Sam?
Opinion.
Your opinion. Good, Sam. Opinion. Thank you so much. You're right. Your opinion. Good job. All right. So we'll finish those. We are almost done. Yesterday we got so close. But I want to make sure that we have a chance to look them over again and that you get a chance to share them with your friends before we put them on Seesaw, right? So your friends can help you and tell you if you need to make any changes or their opinion about your paper. Yes, Quinn, what else did we learn?
Word wall.
What about our word wall? What were our new word wall words? Come, me, and said. Good job, buddy. That was awesome. That's okay. That shows me that other people know that, right, too. And we're all here to learn, right?
They were trying to be nice.
Yeah, they were trying to be nice. They were trying to help him out. But, you know, I also know Quinn is working really hard on his word wall words, right? So I'm very impressed with that.
Shh.
Oh, those are our vocabulary words, right? Bloom. What else do we have? Bloom. Scatter.
Store.
Tracks. Not peak.
Peck.
Good, Hannah.
And speckled.
And speckled. Good. Who can tell me what speckled means again? Oh. What does speckled mean?
Dots.
Stella.
It means, like, some dots are over the eggs in the first page.
Oh, you're right. Every season. Oh, like Stella's pants. You're right, Orion. Her pants are kind of speckled, aren't they? Speckled means to be covered with, like, dots, right?
Yeah.
All right, so what did we do today that was really fun on the iPads? Do you remember what that was called? Wit. What is that called? Or you can just tell us, what did we do? What did we do?
We tried to get things to say hello.
We tried to get the characters to say hello or to move.
And we tried to do one, and it was pretty hard for me. I couldn't even do it.
It was hard, wasn't it? Some of them were hard. They started out really easy, and then they got a little harder. But it was okay. It's good to try, right? We always have to try. Let's see. Isabella had her hand up, too. It was called Hour of Code is what we did. We were doing coding, which is a language, like English almost, but it's a language that you use to do things on the computer.
But we did it like games.
I know. It was like a game, wasn't it?
It was so fun.
It was fun. I liked it, too. So I put the link to it in the newsletter, so if you guys want to work on it, you can do it, too. Isabella had her hand up. Let's hear what Isabella had to say. Do you remember?
Some of the birds have spots on their feathers.
They do. Sometimes birds have spots on their feathers. Do you know what kind of bird has spots on his feathers? Usually we talk.
Morning doves.
Well, morning doves do have a little bit of spots. Is that what you're thinking of, Isabella? Yes, you're right. And also, too, baby birds. Sometimes baby birds are speckled. Well, I'm not sure about all. Oh, we don't have very much time left. Charlie, do you want anything? Do you want to tell us anything about what you learned this week?
No.
Are you sure? You told us something earlier you wanted to talk about. Do you remember what it was?
No.
Does anybody remember what Charlie told us he wanted to talk about?
No.
You don't remember?
Max.
What do you, Sam, do you remember what he told us?
Maxine.
I know.
He was touching you? Well, what could you do if someone's touching you? You don't want them to touch you. What could you say?
It was like using a worksheet and touching
Please stop.
Oh. What could you say, though, to him?
Please stop.
You could say, Max,
also,
I don't like that.
Can you stop?
You could say, could you please stop? That's good. You always should use your words first, right? And if they won't stop, then what do you do? You can tell me. You're right. All right. Oh, friends, it's about time to go. I remember what Charlie said that he wanted to talk about. Charlie said he wanted to tell about the Pledge of Allegiance. That's right. So should we do the Pledge of Allegiance while so our parents can hear?
Yeah.
What do you think, Charlie? Okay, stand up. Put your hand on your heart. We got to do it fast, though, because we only have 30 seconds. You ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll do a moment of silence afterwards, but now we say goodbye to our parents.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.